It's your favorite Theo Al Cintron on the Fan. Absolute Cintron on the overnight. Filling in for C-Mac. Number to join the show, 888-808-1019. C-Mac just left the building, but I'm filling in doing his overnight. He'll be back tomorrow. What's up, Nico and Fleegs? All right. Will the real Juan Soto please stand up? That's what he's been doing. Juan Soto in August. Amazing. And he continues it to start September and his stretch run, this push to get the Mets into the playoffs. Now, if only he could pitch, that would be, that would help. But I'll take it. Grand slam, his first home run, other than a solo and a two-run homer. It was a grand slam, grand fashion, six RBIs, first time in his career. It was Soto Day in Detroit yesterday. And it was much needed because Sean Manaea once again crapped the bed. Just like Senga Star versus the Marlins said, that's the biggest start of his career as a Met, regular season. And he stunk. Well, Manaea was worse. 3 2/3. And then you got to go to the usual suspects. The ones that Met fans are like, oh boy, here we go. Ryan Stanek comes in the game. Breaking ball over the batter's head. Whee! It's like the Mets were trying to give the game away. But Juan Soto said, uh-uh. It's not happening. Six RBIs. An amazing day for the Mets to start September on the right foot. And they beat Detroit 10-8. One down in September, 24 to go. 24 to go. Soto in August, 278, 10 homers, 22 RBIs, 27 runs scored in 27 games, 27 hits as well. And that's a down season for Juan Soto. Down season for him. I know a lot of Met fans, myself included, were waiting for Soto's first big Met moment. First big Met moment. And it's better late than never. Text Evan right away when Juan Soto hit that grand slam. And he's like, finally. Finally it happened. And I agree. Finally. But Juan Soto's been on a tear. On a tear. This is the Juan Soto we were expecting. And I didn't panic about Juan Soto when he struggled during the season, the beginning of the season. Struggled during the summer a bit. Struggled. He wasn't hitting with runners in scoring position. Because when it's crunch time, Juan Soto shows up. When the lights are brightest, Juan Soto shows up. And he's going to help carry this Met team into the playoffs. Because like we've been going over with the division, with the standings and a wild card, the Mets are four up on the Reds. The Reds won. They scored 3 in the 9th versus Toronto. To stay 4 back. The Giants are 5 back. The D-backs are 6.5 back. Cardinals 6.5 back. And I know, I forget who it was that called in and said yesterday's show, watch for the Giants. I'm not worried about the Giants. Not the San Francisco Giants, nor the New York Giants. And we'll get into that later. Had a little fun with C-Mac when he was leaving. I heard him say on the way in that they're going to beat Washington week one. And Moose is saying they're going to lose. He's a Washington fan as well. They're going to lose to the Giants week one. We'll get into that later. I'm loving it. I'm loving it. Good. Keep the talking coming. But yesterday was about the Mets. Now, back to this rotation. I really don't want to do this, but this is bad. Kodai Senga, nothing. He's given you nothing his last 8 starts. Sean Manaea, nothing for the most part. David Peterson's August was horrendous. Frankie Montas, waste of money. Talk about the easiest $34 million you're going to get in your life. Stunk this season, and you're going to sit out all next season. He's the Kevin Durant of the New York Mets. Sitting out, getting paid a boatload of money to do nothing. That one, that signing is egg on David Stern's face. This team all season long, when they hit, they can't pitch. When they pitch, they can't hit. Now the offense is killing it. in August, historic month for the Mets. And they start September the same way they were in August. Let's hope the record's not the same as August, 11-17 after a historic offensive month. Let's hope the record's on the plus side. We went over it yesterday. I know Mike in Brooklyn will call in later. Positive Jeff, who was at the game in Detroit. He is my Met correspondent from Detroit. So when he calls in later, he'll give a report. Went over it with Rami yesterday. I said 15-10 in September. 15-10 gets you to 88 wins. That should be good enough to get in the playoffs. One down, 14 more wins to go. And the schedule, it's no cupcake schedule. None. Not even going to say the Nationals are a cupcake because what happened with the Mets versus the Nats and the Marlins recently? Embarrassing. But the Mets show up against the good teams. The Mets show up against the good teams. If it was the other way around, I'd be nervous. The other team on the other side of town, it's been the opposite. Beat up on the bad teams, and that's what you're supposed to do. But when you see the elite of the elite, we know the record. Versus these four teams coming up for the Yanks, the Blue Jays, the Red Sox, the Tigers, the Astros with their cowboy hats and all, 7-19. 7-19. They can say, well, it's just a regular season, you know, postseason. Let's see what happens. Not with this Yankee team. No. Not with this Yankee team. With this Yankee team, for me, and I'm not the only one, and I'm not a Yankee fan, because I would say the same thing about the Mets. These 12 games coming up for the Yankees, 8-4 for me to believe, you know what? They're World Series contenders. They're back. They're back. Now, I know they're right there, 2-0 loss behind the Blue Jays, 2-0 loss behind the Tigers. I know they're right there. But it would be an empty feeling. I'd feel empty if that was my team, knowing we couldn't take care of business versus the good teams. My level of confidence would be shot. And if the Mets limp into the playoffs, my level of confidence is not going to be as high as it was last year when we went in scorching hot into the playoffs. I got to see something from this rotation now. I got to see the opposite of what we've been seeing. And with the Ace McClain starting game two in Chicago, the Mets are in prime position to take the series. Detroit. In prime position to take the series versus Detroit. You got McClain versus Sawyer Gibson Long. Sounds like some author from the South. 0-1 with a 4.32 ERA. Nolan McClain is the ace of the staff. I know it's only three starts. He has it. He has it. The same way I felt about my Washington Commanders, even before they drafted Jaden Daniels. During that draft, and I know Fleeks felt the same way about him when he was at Arizona State, I said, Jaden Daniels is that dude, the number one pick to me in that draft. He has it. You can just tell when someone has it. Nolan McClain has it. Jonah Tong, I know it was five innings, but he sat for pretty much like 50 minutes between innings, the two innings combined. But you can see he bared down when he had to in that fifth inning and got out of it. Despite the fielding error from the Mets, booting the ball over the infield, what else is new? He fought through and got out of it. Looking forward to his start in Cincinnati versus All-Star Andrew Abbott on a Friday night in Cincinnati. Should be interesting. But this is about the Mets and Juan Soto. And this is the Soto all Mets fans wanted, were hoping, and waiting for. And I didn't panic. I knew he'd show up, and better late than never, especially during a stretch run. August, amazing. September, historic start for him. Does something he's never done. Six RBIs in the game. And he's close to being 30-30. And I know, well, you know, people are going to say I'm a hypocrite because I said, well, the stolen bases, it's different because you throw the second to the base twice and then it could just take off. No one expected Juan Soto to do this on the base pads. No one. That's why this is a bonus. A bonus. He was killed all season long. That's because the standards for Juan Soto are super high and through the roof. Super high. This is from Sarah Langs on Twitter. 35 homers, 25 stolen bases, and 110 walks in a season in MLB history. Only four players have done that. Barry Bonds, Chipper, I Can't Stand You Jones, Jeff Paper Bagwell, and Juan Soto. That's nothing to sneeze at. Nothing to sneeze at all. And in a down season for Juan Soto, and there's 24 games left, his OPS is over 900. 36 homers, 88 RBIs, 112 walks, 103 runs scored, 26 stolen bases. Here's a chance to hit 45 homers. A career high, by the way, for a down season. I take that down season the rest of his career as a Met. And I know most Met fans would too. Now, last year in the Yankees, he came through runners in scoring position. He was his average was tremendous. Tremendous. And all season long, he struggled with runners in scoring position. You know, Juan Solo. Can we put that to bed now? Because it ain't Solo no more. It ain't. And if you saw his video earlier, I know SNY posted it. You can't see him. He's now Juan Cena.